Thank you and welcome to the Pulse WV Live. Those that are watching, good morning. Nellie Green and Charlie Fowler out in Jackson County. And Connie, good morning to you. Kathy, good morning to you. Hope you're doing well and God is truly faithful. Man, have we got a lot of exciting things to say this morning. We would like to say good morning for those who are watching on Facebook and for those who are newly watching the Pulse WV Live Morning Edition on YouTube. We are now live on YouTube. Isn't that exciting? I noticed that yesterday some of you had watched the test that we were working on. Bopper from our Winfield campus came down, and we worked for several hours working on things, trying to just upgrade the show and get it where it needs to be. And so we are now broadcasting on two networks, Facebook Live and YouTube. So you just pray that we reach a lot of people. Not only that, but we're also, as I said before, we are on Spotify and we are on Google Podcast or Google Play, as well as the iPhones has the podcast as well. So we are on that as well on iTunes. So we're so thankful that we are on all those networks. So that's in one shot at the Connect Center in Taze Valley, West Virginia. So good morning to everybody. Hope you're doing well. I will tell you this, if you're new to YouTube, you can go to our YouTube channel, The Pulse Gasaway, and then go over to where the notifications are and be sure to turn the notifications on. And then there's a little bell that's along with that, that you can click on that. And anytime that we are on YouTube, you can, it'll tell you and let you know that we are on there. So the song was entitled, I Will Rejoice and Be Glad in It. And man, are we ever rejoicing this morning because of how faithful God is and how God is doing some great things. So we're reaching the country, and we're also reaching around the world, and we're very thankful for that opportunity. And so there's some really neat things that are coming down the pike. Just want to let everybody know, if you have a Sunday morning church service that you go to, then I want to invite you to attend the Wednesday night Reconnect group, Reconnect is what we're calling it. It's Wednesday Reconnect. And what we do is we are having a church service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. There's going to be preaching. Not only is there preaching, but there's also, we're going to pray for the sick. So if you have people that are not well, bring them mentally, physically, emotionally, bring them. And we will pray and ask God for the healing power of the Holy Ghost to be in their life. So I'm really excited about that. And then we'll have praise and worship. So we'll do that on Wednesday night. So it's Wednesday Reconnect. And so we're excited to have you a part of that. So if you need a place to go on Wednesday night, your church is not having anything, so we would love to have you also to be a part of that. I want to tell you that today being September the 1st, there is something that we've started that we're very excited about. Let me put this on the screen here for you. The Pulse WV, the Pulse WV Live, the church then Gasaway. The church in Gasaway has some debt that we are wanting to pay, and we're wanting to get it paid off. So we're asking you as a listener and you as a viewer to be able to partner with us to pay off the Gasaway campus in full. There's three different ways that you can partner with us, and we are asking you to go to either, you can mail a check to P.O. Box 141 Gasaway 26624, or you can also go to thepulsewv.com and give through PayPal, or you can also text the word Pulse, P-U-L-S-E, to 1-304-244-3187. There will be a drop down there where you will have the opportunity to either pick Winfield or Gasaway. Pick Gasaway. And so you're saying, well, why are you wanting to pay your building off? Number one, we're not supposed to be in debt. Number two, it would free us up to be able to help more people in our community and to be able to help people around the world through the broadcast. So if you are one of the viewers of this this broadcast and you are being blessed in many of the ways, then we're asking you to partner with us. And what we're doing is It's called the Pulse $5 Payoff. And so what we're asking you to do is to send $5 to one of those three networks. And if you want to send more, you can. But it enables us to pay off the Pulse Gassaway campus in full. So we are really excited about that. So we would love to have you do that with us. And if you do that, God will richly bless you, because it is fertile ground, and God is doing some pretty awesome stuff there. So we're excited about that. So we're glad that you're here, and let's get started, and let's pray, and let's ask God to help us. Jesus, we love you today. We thank you, God, today. We thank you, God, that our building in Gassaway is paid off in Jesus' name. We're just believing. We're believing, God, and we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And we praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I can't thank you enough. I can't thank you enough for what you're doing and how you're going to do it. And we praise you and we glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to pray for it. Let me fix this thing here. There we go. I want you to pray for a buddy of mine today. He starts back his pilot's license. He's working on his pilot's license, and he hadn't flown in a while, so he's doing that today down in Ashland. So pray for James today as he gets back into that. I like to just go and fly around in the back seat while he takes his lessons. I think that would be really fun. But I'm working on my own stuff. Hold on a second. Let me fix this. See if that's better. Got a little part of that. We're working on a green screen so that there'll be other things behind the screen. And so it's just hanging down just a little bit, and that's going to bug you and me both today. So we don't we don't want that, do we? So we want to get that fixed and get that out of the way. So God's faithful. God is faithful. Amen. He's doing some pretty great things in the Pulse Church, and saving people, setting people free from addiction and from struggles. And we're thankful for that. And so let's get into this. Ephesians chapter 6 is where we are today, verses 10 through 12. Good morning, Nellie. Good morning, Linda. Hope you all are doing well, and we want to thank you for watching the Pulse WV Live. Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 12. Good morning, Danielle. Hope you're doing well today and getting started taking care of us. She's our accountant at DEF Associates, and we appreciate her for taking care of us and supporting us as well in our ministry. So God is so faithful. Okay, Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 12. Here we go. He says, let me give it to you out of the King James. He says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." He says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now, as believers in Christ, okay, as believers in Christ, we are strong only in the Lord. We cannot do it on our own strength. If you've tried, I have, you can't do it on your own strength. You have to have God to help you through that process. So I encourage you to figure out how to not put your flesh in the way of God's power. So he says, my brethren, and if you're a woman and he's talking to you, it's brethren and sistren. Not the sistren that you put in the ground, but, brethren and sistren. Like I said yesterday, can you imagine walking around and saying, good morning, sistren and brethren? Be strong in the Lord. So how do we become strong in the Lord? I am so glad that you asked. Well, here's how you become strong in the Lord. You pray and you read and you fast, and God becomes number one in your life. That is the only way that we can become strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We have to have God's power flowing through our lives, through our veins. Donna, good morning. Hope you're well today. Thank you for joining again today. And so when you think about having the power of God, I mean that when your feet hit the floor in the morning, the devil's worried about what you're going to do to him that day. See, the church mentality is, oh my God, we're fighting the devil. We're not fighting the devil. We're not fighting the devil. Why? Because the devil has already been defeated. He has already been defeated. Now, if you allow him to have true reign in your life, then you will fight the devil. But if you don't give him any room in your life, then how are you going to fight something that you're giving no power to? Oh, let me write that down. How are you going to fight something that you don't give power to? You can't fight discouragement if you don't give it any power. You can't fight an addiction to lust or to pornography or to illicit sex or any of those things. You can't fight those things if you don't give any power to it. The problem is the church is weak because we think the devil has power, and we just cave. We just cave, and we cannot cave because we are victorious. Do you know that Jesus is coming after a church that is without spot or wrinkle? He is coming after his bride. We are going to marry Jesus in heaven. There is going to be the marriage supper of the Lamb. And I am excited to the fact is that he is coming after a church that is walking in victory. So don't give this stuff power. This stuff that what the doctors may tell you, oh, you're clinically depressed, or you're this, or you're that, or don't give it any power, and then don't go out and tell people. It's amazing how many people love to tell their afflictions. I remember a lady coming up to me one time. She's actually dead now. And she said, I'm depressed. And there was such pride in her bragging about her affliction. Who in God's name talks about and is proud of an affliction? Remember how I preached to you yesterday talking about the mountains, casting the mountain? See, the affliction is the mountain. He says to speak to it, cast it in the sea. You got to get rid of it. But it's amazing to me that people just they will talk, and here's the problem. Here's the problem. They will talk about it. They'll talk about, let me go back in my notes here because I want to look for something here. They will talk about the things that afflict them more so than the one who can deliver them. Oh, I need to write that down. People will talk about the one that afflicts them and not the one who delivers them. Whew. That's preaching right there, and that's revelation. I don't have that in my notes anywhere. That's not in my notes anywhere. Who delivers? Stop talking about your mountain. Stop talking about your financial burden. Do something about it. Believe, trust. I've been preaching that to you. Diligently seeking the will of God. Diligently seeking him. You shall be blessed if you diligently seek him. So you need to be strong in the Lord in this day. And the power of his might. The power of his might. Now, let me go over. I continue to read this to you like a broken record. I will rejoice. Okay. Remember what I told you, John 10:10? We go back to this every day, it seems like. And it's okay, because it's a great scripture. The thief, who is the devil, comes not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. Okay, well, let's look at ways that he can kill and steal and destroy. He can destroy your health if you allow him to. He can destroy your mental being if you allow him to. He can destroy you. That's what the enemy is trying to do to a lot of people and to a lot of you, because he's a thief. He's a thug. He has no power, only the power that you give him. But if you take Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, and you walk in the power, and you're strong in the power of his might, he says, but he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. There is an enemy that lurks after you. But what you have to understand is that when your feet hit the floor, it's not the fact is that he's saying, well, what am I going to do to them today? He's saying, oh, what is he going to do to me today? What is she going to do to me today? Because you are the... And then you should go to bed with your sword bloody at night. You should go to bed with your sword bloody at night, knowing that you wreaked havoc on the devil and he didn't wreak havoc on you. Let me tell you something. There is power inside of you. There is power, like I preached to you yesterday, in your words. There is power in your words. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. I read it to you yesterday. And so what happens is you have to change and get the negativity that is out of your life. You've got to get it out of there. Okay, but he says that I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. So understand something, that the enemy wants to kill and to destroy you. Now, let me go over, if you'll go with me. Let me find it here. Second Timothy 1:7. Emmett gave it to us yesterday. He put it in there. Second Timothy 1 and verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. Okay, so where does the spirit of fear? I want you to hold on to that. He says, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So it goes back to over in what we were talking about in Ephesians. In Ephesians chapter 6, he's talking about you have the power. You have the power to be able to overcome. And it's not hard. It's not hard. It just comes by walking with Jesus, talking with Jesus all along this way, like that song says. So, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Okay, because who gives you power? Not you, not your husband, not your wife, not your children. Who gives you power is God. If God lives inside of you, okay, how many's saved today? You're saved, okay? You have the power. You've got the power. The power of the Holy Ghost to be able to cast out demons, to raise the dead, to heal the sick. That's what Jesus called you and me to do. He didn't call us to sit around the house all day and drink coffee. He called us to win souls for Jesus. Now, that'd preach. You know, yesterday, just a little side note, I drink cream and sugar in my coffee, and I drink decaf coffee because I've just I gave up caffeine several years ago, and so. But Christy went to the grocery store yesterday, and she forgot to get me half and half, which is what I drink, and so. I went over, Lindsay, I was watching Lindsay yesterday. Her and I were out palling around, and we went to the dollar store, and we got Play-Doh, and we got chalk, and so we were drawing on the driveway and having fun doing all those kind of things. And then, I went to Aldi's, and the only thing that they had was half and half fat-free. And I'm thinking, oh, that's like so nasty. So I made coffee. I set the coffee pot at night, and it's ready when I get up. And so I poured it and put the creamer in there, and it's just like, I don't even have it in here today. People say, well, I can't get awake until I have my first cup of coffee. Well, I'm awake when I'm awake. I don't need coffee to get me awake because it doesn't have caffeine in it. So just thought I'd share that with you. Don't pity me, though. It's okay, because I'm going to leave here after a while, and I'm going to go to Kroger. You know how people call it Kroger's? I'm going to go to Kroger's. Or I could go to Walmart. You ever heard people say that? Walmart. Put a K on it. K-Marks. used to have people come in the bank when I was in the banking business, and they'd say, I'd like to open a checking account. I'm thinking, a checking account. Or I had people ask for a notary. You got to love the hills of West Virginia. Notary. But then if you go in the Midwest, this is what's crazy. You can go in the Midwest, and I'm not picking on the people in the Midwest because there's people in the Midwest that listen to us. Do you know where the Midwest is? It's in the middle of the West. I just wanted to just give you a geography lesson today. So, okay, you can go. We went to Iowa one time. And you know that movie that Kevin Costner was in, The Field of Dreams? Oh, I've walked on that field. You can go through the corn, though, and you don't go anywhere. So, I mean, you just, I don't know, that must be Hollywood. I thought maybe when I go through the corn, there would be a different dimension, but that never really happened. So anyway, you know how people, you know, they had some kind of festival thing that we went to because we went to visit some friends, and you know how people are when you're out of town, and they say, so where are you from? And you say, oh, we're from West Virginia. Oh, yeah, I know where Richmond is. And you say, West Virginia. Yeah, I know where Richmond is. Yeah, it's a different state. Richmond is a different state. We're 6 hours from Richmond. People don't even know that West Virginia exists. I'd say this, if Bill Clinton was changed that in office, we'd have been better off. Yeah, right, sure, here we go. All right, let's back to this. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 12. We already covered 10. Not Western Virginia. That's true. Yeah, we're not Western Virginia. It's so crazy. People don't say that when you say North Carolina. They say, oh, I know where Charlotte is. You know, everybody knows where Charlotte is. 2 Corinthians chapter, or Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 12 is where we are. Hope you have your Bibles. We already covered one verse of this today. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Now let me go to this. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4, 2 Corinthians, and that's another thing people do. So I was in radio for many, many years, and the owner of the radio station, Frank Blake, who lives in Gassaway, who is a wonderful man and has a set of pipes still yet, you know, and I worked for him, and so, and people say this all the time. They say the second, like tomorrow will be the second day of September. No, it's not the second day of September. It's the second day of September, the second day, because it has an N-D, second, not an N-T. So I'm just trying to help you. You know, I'm just trying to help you to, you may not look intelligent, but you can sound intelligent. Now, I've got away with that for years. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, what that means is the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh. If you're having marital trouble, that the spouse that you have is not the problem, because we wrestle not, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We do not war after the flesh. Our controversy, when we have arguments with people, are not from the flesh. It is impossible for us to war after the flesh. Why? Because the Bible tells us that we cannot war after the flesh. You say, well, that person makes me mad. No, it's the principalities and the powers and the rulers of darkness that will cause people to have conflict. That's what destroys marriages. Their personality, their past, all these things doesn't destroy your marriage. The principalities, the powers, the rulers of darkness destroys your marriage and destroys people's lives. Why? Because Satan doesn't know your future, but he knows that God wants to use you in your destiny. So he wants to destroy it. The enemy wants to destroy your ministry. The enemy wants to destroy your marriage. The enemy wants to destroy your children, get them on drugs, get them addicted. And that's what the enemy wants to do. But see, we have the power. You and me have the power. We can pray. We can pray and we can believe God, and He will move on our behalf, because we can take these mountains, these things that you have struggled with for years, and today you can be free, because you can cast it in the, you could cast your mountain in the sea and it will be done for you. He says, whatsoever you ask in my name, I'll do it for you. I'll do it for you. I'm going to do it for you. You should absolutely be shouting all over your house right now to know that God has got you. Go out there and win souls for Jesus. He has got you. He is going to take care of you. He loves you. But your challenges, that's why when churches get out of whack so easily. I mean, yeah, I pastored, you know, for many years and up to 31 years in ministry. And so what I have learned about ministry is that people, there will be conflict with people, but people are not the conflict. It's the principalities and the powers and the rulers of darkness of this world that are the conflict. Let me continue here. Instead, there is a divine power to demolish strongholds. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, which means they're not fleshly, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, the diminishing, the demolition of the strongholds. See, you remember the demolition derbies? I don't know if they do those very often. That's where I've seen them. They have them over in let's see, what county is that? Lincoln County. They do a demolition derby where people tear their cars up and that kind of stuff. I remember them doing it on Happy Days years ago. You remember what was her name? Her name was Pinky, and Pinky Tuscadera, I believe what her name was. And she wore this pink outfit, and she was a demolition. I remember that. Her and Fonzie had a thing on Happy Days. You can go back and watch it. So anyway, they're tearing each other's cars up. Well, see, what we can do is we can wreak havoc, and we can tear up the kingdom of darkness, because we have the power. I just read it to you over in 2 Timothy 1:7. You have the power through Jesus Christ. We have the power to reduce and to break the strongholds and to pull down the strongholds. We have the ability to pull down the strongholds. God wants to use you to break the strongholds in people's lives. He wants to use you there. Not to put strongholds in people's lives, but to get rid of the strongholds. Get rid of the strongholds in your own life. It's like, how can the church free people from things if we aren't free ourselves? We've got to get free. You've got to understand God's word. You've got to know God's word. Good morning, JD. Hope you and Don are doing well today. And glad to have you watching from the great state of Braxton County. You have the ability through Jesus to walk in victory. Don't let the world on you. Get the world off of you. Because it's not carnal. It's not the flesh. It's the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Say that our God is mighty. And here's what I was telling you. We wrestle not, in verse 12, we wrestle not against flesh or blood, but against the principalities and against the powers and against the rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. For we wrestle not against flesh or blood. That person that snubs you going down the road, trying to put you in a bad mood, why don't people like me? Why don't people like me? Who cares if people don't like you? As long as Jesus likes you, people are going to think you're crazy because you're serving Jesus. People are not your problem. The devil is not your problem. You are his problem. You are supposed to be his problem. He is not your problem. You're supposed to be his problem. You're supposed, see, the devil is a walking anxiety attack. You say, oh, I have such an anxiety. It's not from God. God did not give you anxiety. He did not give you the spirit of fear. I just read it to you. John 10:10. Oh, gosh. The devil comes to destroy. 1 Timothy 1:7. He's not giving us the spirit of fear. He did not give that to you. So stop walking in it. He tells you to be the head and not the tail, the lender and not the borrower. So stop borrowing. Well, that's the only way I'm ever going to have anything. You keep talking that way, and you're exactly right. Because your words will bury you. Did you know that? Your words will bury you. But you don't have a conflict between flesh or blood, because it's impossible. Let me tell you why. Because we wrestle not against flesh or blood, but against the principalities and against the powers and against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Now, you can't bypass these things. Against the principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. The spiritual wickedness in high places. Let me tell you something. The enemy will try his power. If you allow him to, he will allow you. No, you don't allow him to do anything. You tell the enemy what he needs to do. People say, well, if I would just resist the devil, he flees. No, submit yourself to God. Resist the devil and he will flee. People forget that submit part. Remember Deuteronomy 28 verse 2, those that diligently seek him, those who trust him, those who are obedient to him. See, Jesus wants us to have an obedient life, walking close to the Lord. Wow. We don't fight against flesh or blood. Our enemy does not have flesh, but the principalities and the powers and the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, the New Living Translation says this. It says, for we are not fighting against flesh or blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authority of the unseen world. See, unless the Lord pulls back the veil, we can't see what is really going on. But there's a battle that's going on. There's a battle that's going on for your soul. There's a battle going on for your children's soul. There's a battle going on for your churches. There's a battle going on to defeat your preachers. Pray for your pastors. Now, I've got some revelation here that I'm going to share with you that I think is really good. Okay, in the New Living Translation, like I was reading here, okay, against flesh or blood and enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Now, I want to share some things with you. Okay. Do you know, and I want you to understand this, and I want you to think about this, but there are demons that are assigned to you, just as well as there are angels that are assigned to you. My angels work overtime. Let you think on that for just a second. I'm going to look up a word here because I feel like it keeps coming back to me. Let's see, what does it mean? like what that were. Let's see here. Principality showing great joy. I'm gonna have to get back to you on that because I don't like that definition. I don't think it fits what I'm talking about. I was gonna give you a definition here, but I'll give it to you tomorrow. Okay. What I want to tell you, I want you to get this because it's important as time runs out for us today. That it's against the evil rulers and authority of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. I don't know if you understand the significance of why you should be in church. I don't know if you know the significance of why you need to be in God's Word. You need to be praying in the Holy Ghost. You need to be fasting. You need to be seeking the will of God, because that is the only way that you receive power. Jesus gives us power, but we need to intensify the power, because the battle has intensified, because the enemy knows that his time is short. Now, I want to share something with you. That there are demons that are assigned to different areas in this world. There are demons that are assigned to you to destroy you, just like there are angels that are assigned to you. See, we think that this Christian walk is physical. It's not. It's spiritual. And what happens is, what manifests itself in the spiritual, it manifests itself in the physical. What goes on in the spiritual manifests itself, and what happens is that the enemy will fire a dart across your bow and see if you'll take it. Yeah, I think I will. So you take it, and then there's the opening. There's the opening. That's how it happens. You have opened yourself up. You can't blame anybody. You can't blame anybody but yourself for allowing yourself to be open up to the demonic. That's like people, you know, playing with Ouija boards and going to get their palm read and doing all this kind of stuff. You are opening yourself up to demonic struggles. See, what you have to understand, this is the revelation today. Okay, so we wrestle not against flesh or blood, but against the evil rulers and authority of the unseen world. There is an unseen world out there. And that unseen world is where the demonic is. But it's also the unseen world is where where God is. Let me tell you something. The spirit of darkness is always moving, and God's spirit is always moving. The spirit of heaven is always moving. And let me tell you something. Where you are in your life, he is working on your behalf. Do not think that you are alone, because God is working on your behalf. I'm preaching to you today. God's faithful. Okay. So, the evil rulers, the authority of the unseen world, against the mighty powers of darkness of this world, and against the evil spirits, this is where disease comes from. This is where the cancer comes from. This is where the addiction comes from. This is where the pornography comes from. This is where the lust and the greed comes from. It comes from the spirit of darkness. And what happens is, the spirit of darkness will, if you allow it to, will latch itself to you like a leech and suck the life right out of you. That's what a leech will do to you. But you know what gets rid of a leech? Salt. We are the salt of the earth. We are the salt of the world. Hallelujah. We have the ability, when the enemy tries to attach itself to somebody in your church or somebody that is a family member, you have the ability through Jesus Christ, because he said that he's given us power to cast out devils. No devil has any power over you unless you give it to him. But the spiritual spirit of darkness is where all the principalities, the powers, and the rulers, that's where all this is. And so I know that it's heavy. I know this is heavy. I know it's heavy for you. But for you to walk in victory, you got to know where it comes from. And then you cast it back. the coronavirus, you know, I love President Trump, and I'm voting for President Trump, and I believe in President Trump and what he's doing. But he says that the coronavirus, it comes from China. No, it came from hell. It came from hell, and it came from the principalities and the powers and the rulers of darkness. That's where it came from. That's where this stuff is birthed, in the spirit of darkness. The unseen world. That's where this stuff is. China didn't unleash this on us. Powers of darkness. What happens is these things, the powers of darkness take on the personality in the flesh. It takes on a name. It takes on a name called affliction. It takes on a name called cancer. See, God didn't give cancer to anybody. God didn't give cancer to anybody. God, how can God give you cancer? God doesn't give anybody cancer. God doesn't make people sick. So, whatever's wrong in your body starts in the spirit of darkness, starts in the spiritual, and manifests itself in the physical. I know that may be hard to believe, but that's where it comes from. Because the battle is not against flesh or blood. Are you with me? See, the battle is not against flesh or blood. It can't be. It's impossible. You cannot redirect and make the scripture different. It's impossible to do that. But the battle is not against flesh or blood, but against the principalities. I've got this memorized. But the principalities, the powers, the rulers, the darkness of this world. But Jesus says in John 10:10, but I come to give you life, and so that you'll have it more abundantly. What you need to do, spiritually speaking, is to wreak havoc on the spirit of darkness. Change the world. Change the world. You can change the world. Let me give you a scripture to go on here. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, read this to you briefly yesterday. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 57 and 58. He says in 57, he says, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren and sistren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. That sums the whole thing up. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Say, I have victory. Say, I have victory over the flesh. I have victory over the spirit of darkness. You have the victory today. You can walk in victory today if you choose to. It's not God's fault if you don't walk in victory. It's your fault because you're allowing your flesh to reign over you. Do not allow your flesh. People wake up angry. Anger is a choice. Oh, that'll preach. Anger is a choice. It's not something that you have to, like, you don't have to be angry. You can be angry and sin not, but I don't know too many people that can be angry and sin not. Mm-hmm. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding. Let me tell you something. You can be unmovable. You can be steadfast. You can be always abounding. There does not have to be a setback. Now, God can take a setback and make it a comeback, but there doesn't have to be a setback. Why does there not have to be a setback? Well, if you're walking in victory, then there are no defeats. Oh, wow, that a preach. If you're walking in victory, then there are no defeats. The only defeat there is on the enemy. Not on you, but on the enemy. But thanks be to God. Whew. Thanks be to God for the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable. Do not be moved by your circumstance. Do not let your circumstance shake you. Well, you don't know where I'm at. You don't know where I'm at. But let me tell you something. Stand. Stand. That's what the Bible tells us. And I'll get more into that tomorrow. According to the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain. Wow. I'm telling you, church, there's something to this. There's something to this thing. I'm telling you, I believe it. I believe it. I want to go over something with you, those that are joining. I'm believing our church to be paid off in September. I'm believing our church to be paid off in September, and I'm talking about thousands. I believe that God is going. I'm believing, and I'm trusting that God is going to pay our church off in September. So I'm asking you to partner with us through the Pulse $5 payoff. Three different ways that you can give. If you're blessed by this ministry, I ask you to partner with us. ThePulseWV.com. Go to our website. Give through PayPal. Or you can mail a check to P.O. Box 141, Gassaway, West Virginia, 26624. Or you can text the word PULSE to 1-304-244-3187. We're asking, we had 54,327 people watching last week. And I'm asking each one of us, if you can give $5, this will pay off our church in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, we can pay off our church if each one would give $5. Do the math. God is faithful, and we're asking you to do that. We're asking you to help us. I'm not bumming. I'm saying partner with us. If you're blessed by this ministry, I ask you to partner with us, and the Lord will bless you for that. I'm excited. I am so excited. And let me say this to the ones that are listening by way of podcast on Apple Podcast, Google Play, and Spotify. If you're listening this morning on all of those, you can go into the comment section of the podcast, and the information that I just spoke to you is there as well as links. You can click on those links. Hey, we are thankful today that we are simulcasting on two networks. We are on Facebook Live now, and we are also on YouTube. Now, we have a YouTube channel, but we are actually broadcasting live at the same time on Facebook Live as well as YouTube. And we would like to say good morning to our YouTube listeners and watchers, and welcome to the Pulse WV Live all the way from the great state of West Virginia. Hey, we hope, let me find us a song here to go out with. Let me find us a good one to go out with today. One that's got all kinds of victory all over it. I tell you, Apple Music is so good. Oh, it's just so good. All righty, here we go. My dad's watching. He'll like this one. Let me change this thing here. And then I'm going to get on the road here and get some things done today. Hold on a minute. Let me take that off. And let me do this. Okay, you ready? All right, here we go. I'm going to end this today with this song, and I pray in Jesus' name for the ones that are watching today, the ones that are going to be watching all over the world. We say good morning to South Africa. We say good morning to the people that are watching from Mexico. We thank you, God, for expanding our viewers and our listenership, and we give you praise and honor for that because we love you. We thank you, Jesus, for who you are. We praise you, God. I pray in Jesus' name that addiction is broken today. I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you're moving on behalf of your people. And I give you thanks and praise and honor for it because it is in the name of Jesus. And the church said, amen. All right, here we go. We're leaving on this one today. Oh, that's good stuff right there. Yep. Have a good one.